Why do bad things happen to good people? Some people will tell you that bad things do not happen to good people because if bad things happen to someone, that proves that he was not such a good person. So even the Holocaust, they say it happened because the people were bad. And therefore, there's no question. God is good. He only punishes bad people. That is a terrible, horrible, and unholy attitude. The sages asked, why do the righteous suffer? So it's not a silly question. Why do the righteous suffer? Which means the righteous do suffer. Now, here's an important thing, if you want a different kind of an answer to the question. In English, we say, why do bad things happen to good people? The sages said, why do the righteous suffer? Sounds like the same question, right? But it's not. Let me show you the difference. Nothing bad ever happens, period. Because this is God's world, and only God can make things happen. And if only God makes things happen, then nothing bad is going to happen. Because God doesn't do bad. What does bad mean? Pain is not always bad. Labor pain is not bad. Death is not always bad. An old man, 98 years old, surrounded by his family, had a good life. He passes away in his sleep. Not bad. So what is bad? The only good definition is bad is something that happens that should not have happened. That's bad. Even in normal language, we say death is death. But wrongful death, oh, that's bad. Pain is pain. But unnecessary, labor pain is great. False labor, that's bad. Right? Because we assume that it shouldn't happen. An operation is very painful. And dangerous. It's not bad, unless it was supposed to be on somebody else, and they did it on you, then it's bad, because that should not have happened, right? So bad means something that should not have happened. And in God's world, there is no such thing. Nothing happens that shouldn't have happened, because God makes no mistakes, and nothing happens without God. So nothing bad can possibly happen to good people, bad people, or weird people. So the question, why do bad things happen to good people, is not a legitimate question. Nothing bad happens. Pain happens. That's true. Suffering happens. That's true. But it's not bad. It's not unnecessary suffering. It's not suffering that should not have happened. So it's not bad, it's painful. Now, what are the sages saying when they ask, why do the righteous suffer? They're saying this. We know that it's not bad. We know that when the righteous suffer, it's not bad. But even so, we can't stand it. Why? Because it hurts. So we're not saying, this is wrong, it shouldn't happen. We're saying, this is right. But can't it stop? So even if it's right, it still bothers us because it hurts. And why should you be comfortable with somebody else's pain, even if you know that it's okay?